Blog Talk Radio.
Diablo, the williest, what? I be the silliest, the more I smaller the silly get. Room 112, where the players dwell, and stash more cash than Bert Fidel. Inhale, make you feel good like Tony. Pick up in your middle like Moni.
Yeah.
Don't know me, but she's setting up.
Yeah.
Try to style, sliding off with a homie.
Yeah.
Escada, done gotta, player, face clergy. Game so deep, they call it version.
Getting bugged, they having go to getting buggy. One of us gon' see this in the 70. They wonder if my lifestyle changed. And am I through with all the pain? Surviving in this game and still sing. I need to see me at the strip club, bring a thong. Look how they checking for that cash, what's getting song? I had no sympathy for those who pray to misery. Come get with me, I promise passion and ecstasy. I'm alone, can I come over there tonight? Depend on me, the one to handle it and get it right. Your body is banging, baby, I love the way you blown it. Time to give it to Zach, something to tell me how you want it. Tell daddy how you want it.
How do you want it?
I tell you, it's awesome. We're just getting cranked up. You can say it crunked up, however you want to say it. We're going to have an awesome time tonight on Talking Sports Plus, a Smith Way production. So we're so excited to have an opportunity to come before you. We want you to be a part of it. We are the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of the show. And I'm so excited because it's truly wonderful Wednesday. We'll say hump day. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and we'll make sure we bring you on live so you can chat about the topics we're talking about. And also, if you want to go to the web link, you can check us out on the web link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. We have many of our episodes, probably over about 300. We're in season 3, and this is our 42nd episode dealing with sports so far this year. So we're really excited about having an opportunity. We're going every Wednesday. We go hard. We come at you and share some things with you. Now, what we want you to do is take the opportunity just to lay back and enjoy yourself. Now, if you want to feel like you're doing, check us out on Facebook. Oh, awesome, awesome. Because we're on Facebook, facebook.com/Dr. L. DeAlberto Smith is the handle. You can check me out there. And then Instagram, you get an opportunity. You hit me right back on Coach Lorenza. Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, 15. So glad to have that opportunity to come before you as well. So we have so many, and we need all the social media channels that we make sure we get the word out and we share it with everybody. We're so glad to have. What we are so excited about as we talk about this show, and I'm going to go a little sober in a minute because some things truly, truly dear to my heart that I want to share with you, but we're excited that we're heard in 18 countries that include on the North American continent. You have the United States where, you know, we're here, housed, excited, out of New York, New York City. So we're so glad to have an opportunity. We also have, you can hear it in Canada. You can check us out in Canada as well as in Mexico. So we're so excited that we have those listeners all over the world, but just especially on the North American continent. So we want to share some things with you about sports tonight. So just going to give us an opportunity. As I said, I just want to take this opportunity. It's a sober occasion. I got a call this morning, and a good friend. But beside that, he's a brother keeper, and he's my fraternity brother. He transitioned this morning, Brother Ray Perry. He's the treasurer of Epsilon Theta Sigma chapter in Hayneville, Alabama. It was disheartening to hear that. It threw me back a step or two because we normally communicate at least 2 to 3 times, yes, a month, and we check on each other and make sure we're okay, make sure everything is going well. So when I got the call this morning, you know, I just couldn't believe it. But, you know, God has a plan for all of us. And Ray really served as an awesome frat brother, awesome husband, an awesome father, an awesome brother to his own brothers and sisters, and an awesome person within his family. But just for the fraternity, he just gave that steady a role, kept a steady, because when I was the one that talked with him and had him to come in, bring his membership to Epsilon Theta Sigma chapter. And from that point on, he decided that he's going to handle the money, and we call him the money man. He's our treasurer. So he's sorely going to be missed, definitely by each of the brothers that knew him and all the individuals knew, but especially for the various chapters that he worked with, various brothers through the state of Alabama and through the southern region. He's going to be sorely missed. And truly, truly, my heart is now just to a point where, you know, we're really missing that brother already. And as soon as we get more information in concerning that, we'll make sure we share. So that's where we are now. So, you know, we said, rest in heaven, my brother, Ray Perry, of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, treasurer of Epsilon Theta Sigma chapter of Hainesville, Alabama. Let's move forth with our show tonight. We're going to have an awesome show now. I was playing some music, so How Do You Want It? It was also playing 112, 112 Feet by Biggie and Nazy. You know, we was coming at you hard. We don't own the rights to the music, but we just want to play. We don't have the copyright. We just want to play the music so you can get you pumped up and enjoy yourself. We're waiting for these individuals to join on. As we was talking about our connection, how you can be a part of the show, I mentioned the call-in number. I'll repeat it again. It's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can be a part of this. It's a great opportunity because you can hear some sports, but you can share your thoughts about the sports as well. I will identify you once you press 1, the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, and ask you to jump right in and share your thoughts with myself as well as the various co-hosts I have join me. And I want to mention those co-hosts because they've taken their time to be a part of it. But like I say, you can use this social media to be a part of the show, which is you can tweet the show. You can tweet the show at Talking Sports Plus with the number 1, at Lorenza B. Smith, at Elliot Darrow with the number 1, at Tremaine Edward with the number 7, at Coach with a K, underscore L underscore Smith. Those are the several out individuals that serve as team members and co-hosts, and just taking the opportunity just to share their names with you. Their names are Hales from Central Alabama, and we'll introduce her first tonight. She's our lady that joined, and lady of the hours that joined us. Just talk the queen. We call her the queen because she know her sports. She's a millennial. And she's working in the local school system within Central Alabama. And we know she's also in school doing some things there as well, doing other things, job, making money. So, you know, she's trying to make it do what it do. None other than our millennium, the lady of the hour. And that's Coach Lauren D. Smith. Also joining us, another millennium from Central Alabama, young man that just took an opportunity to say he wanted to join what we was doing. He's going to offer his expertise and from time to time. He's also in school as well, grad school, trying to improve on what he's trying to do. Young man that coaches at one of the private schools here in Central Alabama, none other than Coach Cameron Gearman. We have 3 other individuals that join us. So proud to have each and every one of them join us. This young man hails from South Alabama on the coastline, down the Gulf coastline from Ark, which is on the coast, right at the borders of Florida and Alabama. He travels to Montgomery. He's a cornerstone with the Big KD, which is 94.1 on our local radio station. He travels to Montgomery, from Montgomery over to Troy, and from Troy to Dothan. He's known as the conductor of the E-Train. So proud to have him as an individual offering us expertise and also jumping in every now and then to share his thoughts about sports. They also call him the Don King of all things, none other than Darryl E-Train Elliott. Then we have the young man that hails from South Central Alabama. So good to have him on here. And this is all done remote. He's retired from Alabama High School Athletic Association. He's our resident expert dealing with high school, none other than Coach Tony Touchdown Stalwart. And last but not least, and I know he'll be joining us in a minute, and we appreciate him taking his time as well. He's now residing in North Alabama, works in the Huntsville public school system. He's a coach that has that saying, ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. He had won 5 out of 6 city championship in basketball for girls. He had won 4 for varsity boys on the middle school level, all of these on the middle school level, and also 2 city championship in football. So he's known to us, and we're so glad to have him as a part. As soon as each and every one of them come in, I'm going to make sure I introduce them to the point that you know they're on the line. That's Coach Tremaine the King Edwards. Those are the individuals who join me from time to time and offer their expertise, and we want you to offer yours as well. The call-in number, again, is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure we can get you on the chat line and you can share your thoughts about the topic that we think is so important that we need to talk about. That topic and title of our show tonight is Sports are Controlling the Narrative of Today's Life. I just want you to think about that for a second. Sports are controlling the narrative of today's life. So let's think about what has happened in the last 4 to 5, 6 months. Sports was discontinued in the spring, and everything was just moved pretty much and said we'll move to next year, which is 2021. However, we went through the summer. Now we're at football. Some people said football is king. So as we talk about sports, we specifically can talk about football. Football is considered to be king. Question has been asked by many of our parents, our educators, our professional individuals, our health experts. They are saying if we can go play football, we probably need to go to school. We know that there's no correlation, but some people use that. So we would not go to school, we'll do virtual learning, but we will be out on football field. You can pass by a lot of the small elementary sites that have fields, and you see players look at the age of 4, 3, 4, 5 years old out there, and no one's wearing a mask. Everybody is just out there having a ball, and that ain't what it's all about. So the truth of the matter, sports controlling the narrative. That's what we're going to talk about tonight, because a lot of things are also happening inside how we are operating today, how the world is being seen, especially here in the United States. We look at several things that the narrative is being controlled at, and sports is one of them, because it's so important that in particular areas we're going to play football. But we also want to look at our situation dealing with social reform. Our first topic we want to look at is this controversy geared toward Nick Saban, the coach of the University of Alabama, and his support and his team support of social reform, or social justice, Black Lives Matter. And there's been a lot of talk. I have listened to several individuals come on to these various talk shows. I call them talking head the pundits, as well as those listeners who call in. And the kind of feedback we're getting, just why is that coach out there doing that? Why is he supporting this? It is something we must support. We're never free until everybody really have an opportunity to have the same opportunity. in our society. In our country, we say we're free, we're in democracy, but there's people of color who's not provided the same opportunity. So Coach Nick Saban has made his mind up that he will support his players. His players have taken on that platform. They're taking time to get out and share their issues. They're writing up some things, concrete things they like to see change, and he's supporting his players. So this is a challenge for a lot of people because everybody would like for you to take a side. They would like for you to choose what side you're on. I want to tell everybody I'm on my side. I'm on the side of righteousness. As my hashtag said, one life matter, that's pertaining to everything. No one life should be taken, especially when people of color being shot down in our streets and knees on their neck. And then also we're not given the opportunity in these various times. So we it's not equal. It's not adequate. We're dealing with inadequacies. So we have to make sure we speak up. And for that coach to be supporting social justice along besides his team, that's what he's talking about, a team. There's no I in team. And that coach said, just because I am the head coach, if this is what you all, you know, you want to do, I'm going to support you. I'm going to march with you. I'm going to battle with you. And that's what we have to have in these society. We have to take a stand for something or fall for everything. And we have to take a stand. So that program is taking a stand. That as the head coach, he's supporting his players. And we have to move in a direction for us to be successful. So that's one of the things that we wanted to talk about tonight, and we're going to share our thoughts on it. And it's other universities, as we talk about social reform, are doing things. We have things in the ACC going on. We have some petitions being signed, and we have some court action going on. So we can move toward social reform and also where we have equality for everybody. And this is what we're asking for. So we'll applaud that team as well as their coach. We'll applaud many other coaches who have made even high schools and done advertisement and sent messages out to share with everybody to let them know this is a stand we must take. We have to make life better. And that's what we got to do it from the ground roots level. We got to do it block by block, and that relates to our Monday night show. We said we're going to do it block by block. No one's going to come in with a white horse and wave a wand and everything's going to change. We have to get out and make sure our voices are heard. Make sure our voices are heard in November. Make sure you get out and vote. Make sure you be there to either insert that ballot, push that button, even if you do absentee. Whatever you feel comfortable doing, I am encouraging you to take the opportunity to vote. It's not about one party or another party. The right to vote for who you choose in what we call a kangaroo system, where, you know, it's a secret ballot, and you choose for whoever you want to choose, but make sure you get out and vote so we can continue on with our challenge and come up with plans to change things when that inequality exists. And that's what we have to do. It is not all about being Black Lives Matter. It's all about us doing things to make sure that we have an opportunity as people of color to have an opportunity to be successful. Again, I thank those individuals who joined us so far on Facebook as well as Instagram. I already mentioned Latae Pickett with Inspire to Inspire. And thank you so much to Latae. You're on both outlets. We thank you so much. We have what is Puni Renee. Puni, if I'm not getting it right, I waved at you. You can always hit me back and let me know, Renee, exactly how you want to say that first name. Well, as I mentioned, Constance Camacho. Thank you, Constance. She's been on many other times by that name, Camacho. I've seen that before. My nephew, Reginald Roof. He comes Reginald Roof, joining us as well. Thank you so much. We got several other people jumping in here. So we're going to move forward with our show. And that was the first topic we wanted to focus on, the controversy where a lot of people in opposition, a lot of the, I say a lot of the donors, a lot of the alumni in opposition to in a parade, Main Street, Tuscaloosa, talking about, the University of Alabama talking about social reform. This is what is here. We must address it. We can't bury our head in the sand. All right, next topic we want to talk about, these college football players opting out. The question you may have is, what are we talking about opting out? A lot of players are choosing if they have completed their term. This year will help them complete their term, the mandatory 3 years to be in college before you can move to the next level. A lot of your high-profile players choosing to opt out. That means they will not play in 2020. And that has been a question. What effect will that be on have on this the future of NCAA sport? I didn't say on this year. It's going to affect several teams this year because I can tell you there's one team that lost about 5 or 6 major players even after the draft and after the senior class, and that's Louisiana State University. They have lost several players in the draft, but then also lost several players who are option out for 2020. So that causes you to reach deep down in your in your war chest and bring up, you know, your individuals who might be in a dealt on the first, second, and third team. Now, how it affects the future of NCAA sports. What's going to happen in the future? A lot of the players are going to decide when they get to that junior year or senior year, and they'll option out because they want to get ready for the draft. That might be your question. Why are they opting out and not playing in 2020? Yeah, we have COVID-19. We have the pandemic. That's one of the major reasons why. But they also believe that if I get hurt, it's going to hurt my stock and my chances to play in the NFL. So they're deciding to take this opportunity to go and train. They can continue to be in school, but they can still train. At this point, they have to worry about that part about school because they already made their mind and then declared by opting out to go to the NFL. This is what's happening to sports, how it's controlling today's narrative. It's going to control the narrative of the future. And you're going to see more players, even though it's not COVID-19 related, coronavirus pandemic related, they're just choosing not play that last year because that'll give them a chance to go to a training facility. So instead of having a D league and G league for these players, or minor league, these players are going to just take that year and work out. So the future can be challenging because of these players, some of your top players stepping off their team just to work out so they can be have a better opportunity in the draft, to be drafted higher instead of going out and playing that senior season and maybe a junior season and or grad season, however it may be, and may get hurt. We had a couple of players transferred from one school. I'm going to say particular one, Jamie Newman, transferred to Georgia. And everybody thought he'd be competitive for that job as quarterback, but he decided to opt out and go and get his training so his stock can rise, even though he's mentioned around the 15 to the 20 range of the draft in the first round. He wants to build on that. So this is going to happen in the future. Players, we're looking at amateurism being challenged. Players are going to start looking at, maybe I should just not worry about playing for my junior year, my senior year, or my grad year, depending on what level I'm in, because you can't go before your junior year. So they'll decide to just play the game, or they'll decide to opt out of the game. It's what's going to be what we're dealing with in the future. I believe you'll have more of your high-profile players opting out. That put real strain. That put a real strain on the NCAA. It's going to move to a big challenge to amateurism. And for those individuals that what are you talking about, you know, a player has to be an amateur status. He can't receive any money if he is, he's classified as a professional. So this is what we're looking at in the future dealing with not only with 2020 football season, but from this point on, where players are able to opt out and not participate in that last year. Our next topic that we want to talk about is talking about Jamie Newman. And I just mentioned him, the quarterback transfer at the University of Georgia. He came to the University of Georgia, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to get it, I'm believing it, from Virginia. And he wanted to come to Georgia and play in the SEC for his graduate year. And he decided that he would be better off as he opt out from Georgia after transferring from an ACC team, then going to the be prepared for the combine, be prepared for the draft coming up in 2021. So that's a good choice if that's what your goal is. The question is, did he make the right choice? I just believe he has to make the best choice that fits him. And I think I will say I agree with him making that choice because that gives him an opportunity to get himself ready because he had already played 4 years already, meaning he's been on a college campus for 4 years. This is his graduate year, or he had already played 3 years in his fourth year because he's enrolled early, moved forward to being successful, being a starting quarterback in the ACC, then he automatically decided that I'm going to take my that last year that I have an eligibility and go to the SEC, which is the Southeastern Conference. And then he said, I think I'm going to just opt out. Everybody talking heads pundits saying that he left because he couldn't beat out a particular player or a particular two players. But it's hard for me to believe that that challenge he wasn't up for. But I also know he's preparing himself for this challenge that he's a quarterback transfer from Georgia. Jamie Newman decided to opt out of 2020, and I personally feel like he made the right decision, and that's what it's all about. All right, the next thing we want to talk about, discussing the transfer portal during COVID-19. A lot of players are contemplating transferring to a school because of COVID-19 that is going to be playing this fall. When had 3 or 4 games already being played in the NCAA, and this weekend is going to be a big weekend for the Pac-10 and maybe a couple of ACC teams. And then coming around in 2 weeks, they're going to work their way to it because some of them have been canceled and moved back, postponed, moved back because of COVID-19. But you have 2 conferences, Power 5 conferences, all the group of 5 have decided to go to the spring anyway. We'll talk about a couple of the historical black colleges and university spotlight when we get to talking about the division FCS, Division I AA, they call. A lot of those players have considered transferring. However, the negative side to going to the portal, that means that you go to your coach. A player at a university go to his coach. Say, coach, I'm not happy. I like to transfer. I'm gonna put my name in the transfer portal. When you put the name in there, any other coach from any other team can actively recruit that person. It puts itself out there on the market to be recruited. And this is something they're using, especially in your Power 5 and your Group of 5, and players are putting themselves in the portal, and it's because of COVID-19. Now, there are 3 conferences on the Power 5 level that's going to participate. I just talked about them participating. We had several teams already play, the independent schools like Navy, Brigham Young, they had a chance to play. Then we had Central Arkansas, Austin Peay to play. Then we had, again, Central Arkansas came back and played again last weekend. Some teams are already playing, but you will have more teams playing this weekend. But the 3 conferences that is actually involved, even though it's COVID-19, it's Atlantic Coast Conference, which is the ACC, the Southeastern Conference, which is the SEC, and you're going to have the Big 12 Conference, which is located out in the Southwest area. So they're going to be participating. They're playing games. I know that was a couple of games scheduled. Baylor was scheduled this weekend, but they had to move their game back. However, they're going to move forth. We are dealing with COVID-19, and we're going to see. There's a lot of testing going on. There's some things happening. Now, there are two conferences that they will allow to transfer, which is from the Big Ten or the Pac-12, which is the conference is located up in the Midwest, in Michigan, Ohio, those schools up in that area, in Iowa, work their way to Minnesota, over to Nebraska, make up the Big Ten. Then you have the Pac-10, you have the L.A. schools, which is UCLA, USC. You also have those schools that up in Oregon, you have those schools at Utah, you have Oregon State, you have all those schools, the schools in Arizona who make up what we call this Pac-12. So they're not playing. They made a decision to postpone their season, those two conferences, to the spring. And there's been a lot of talk lately, possibility that the Big Ten is trying to get on the field by Thanksgiving. There's a lot of talk. So we have to wait and see. It's going to be up to the president. There's a lot of discussion from my pundits and talking heads, because they're talking about, you know, what decision was the right decision. Did you do it too early? Do you postpone too early? Should you have waited a while? So the point is, just because it's happening in the southeastern part of the United States, let's keep this in mind. There's a different setup. And we know in the climatic situation, that's a little different. When you're talking about getting down in the areas from Tennessee, even North Carolina, South Carolina, all the way down to Florida, then all the way over to Texas. So these schools that make up these three conferences, the power conferences, are playing. We're looking at October as being what we call flu season. It affects us different. We looked at previous numbers and number of cases compared to in the Midwest, compared to the northern part where you have four or five teams in the Pacific 12 conference. So it's how you're going to be on top of COVID-19. Having COVID-19, then the flu outbreak is not a good thing. Not saying it's not going to happen here in the southeastern part of the country. However, because of the subtropic weather or the tropical weather, in the state of Florida, Southern Peninsula, not a bigger outbreak. So things are looking a lot better. We're practicing the four measures and many others, but in particular, we have to be reminded, because I know I was out doing some essential things today and went into a store, and we have a mandated order here in the state of Alabama. You cannot go into a business without your mask on, but people walk in. It's not going to work until those individuals realize that, but you can mandate it. It's up to be not enforced by the police, enforced by business owners. So some of the challenges are going to cause us a spike. There's going to be a big spike. So we're going to kind of see how things are going to go, because I have numbers dealing with the University of Alabama, reported cases, infection. You have over 1,200, 700 at Auburn University. And throughout the Southeast, you have cases of students. But I also tell everybody, keep in mind, you're comparing, when I say reported cases, of all the students that was tested. In the state of Alabama, University of Alabama at Birmingham got a grant, and all the schools are using that where they're testing all the faculty, staff, your administrators, and students. I work on a college campus as an adjunct professor. And being on our college campus, we all had to bring our results back of negative on COVID-19 on the test. That's what our results before we can come on that campus. And then each morning, because of that put in position for each one of these colleges in Alabama, you have to do what they call a health checkup. And you get on and say, how do you feel? Have you been around somebody that is contract tracing? Been around. So this helps us. Then we also, it's going to be random checking. We're going to randomly check individuals throughout the semester. Your name might come up, your number may come up. So these are kind of things that's being addressed in the southeastern part country. So that's where the challenge is, where you're addressing it a little different. Then your climatic challenges is a little different. So that causes those conferences to continue to see, can we go with it? Whereas the other two conferences know that their season that come in, when they're, you're talking about flu season, is major compared to, you know, not saying it's not down in the southeastern part, but it's just not, the numbers are not as high. So that's one of the things that's changing and causing players to transfer, trying to get down to the conferences that plan or getting out of school that's planned. So the transfer portal is now, again, active, and a lot of players, and a lot of it because of COVID-19. Our next topic we want to focus on, and we want you to be a part of it. The call-in number is, that's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on so you'll be alive. You can share your expertise about your part of the country. We have several other people joining us right now. That is just close_Chelsea, then Tracy Royale. Thank you for joining us. Lisette St. James also joined us. So we're having them coming in slowly, but thank you so much for joining us, and it's awesome. You can be a part of it now. You can go, if you're on Facebook, you can go to the web link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/the Smith Way Production. If you want to check it out by internet, you can go to Instagram, you on Facebook, and that's Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. So check us out. You know, we want you to be a part of it. You got ways of connecting. If you want to tweet the show, I'm going to just repeat it again. You can tweet us at Talking Sports Plus with the number 1. At Lorenza D. Smith. At Elliot Darrell with the number 1. At Tremaine Edwards with the number 2. And at Coach with a K underscore L underscore Smith. And you can tweet those individuals, tweet the show, and let us know what your feelings about the transfer portal. And if you got any questions, you can type in, let us know what is it if you're not sure what it is. I mentioned it's available, players can transfer and move from one school to another school, even as the season is going on. You know, season going on, you decide I'm not happy, they can put the name in the portal, transfer portal, and a coach can see that from another school and actually recruit that person, even though they're still at that university that they signed that scholarship. So that's what we're talking about. Akaris Patterson, thank you, Akaris, for joining us as well. I just had to give you a wave. Thank you for joining us as well. I want to make sure I give a shout-out as individuals join us, because a lot of times they join us and they leave. And I want to make sure they know I'm recognizing them for their taking time for being a part of it. All right, our next topic we're going to focus on, talking about sports and how it's controlling the narrative of today's life. I didn't say just just sports. We talk about today's life, because some people have put sports ahead of coronavirus. We got to play the sport. We see the NBA playoff and playing in the bubble. That's, you know, so we got to play this. We got to get the money. So it's controlling those individuals, controlling our narrative, because we want to see sports. So we're watching the games, but the team still left and are still playing at this point. So we want to be able to continue to see sports, but it's controlling narrative, because I mentioned earlier in the show about you having little 4 and 5 year old players, people got them out there playing football. Is no one have a mask? Coaches don't have a mask. Parents don't have a mask. Some people in challenge me say, yes, we do. I know that there's some evidence that individuals not having that. I call myself trying to get some information about some things, checking out some things, and knowing that people are not wearing masks at these games. They'll go through the gate, have the mask on, once again, and take it off. We're not going to be able to curb this unless we be serious. We want to continue to see college football. Do we want to continue to see it? And we want to see it where it is a positive lesson, because our topic next, as I stated, is college football during COVID-19 teaches the wrong lesson. Because here we have two conferences and many other conferences either postponed into the spring. Then we have these three conferences and a few independent schools that we're going to do it anyway. Contract tracing. And that person should sit out 14 days. Now, you might tell me different, But I'm sitting here going to read something dealing with the high school athletics, okay, from the public health department. They should be. If they've been around somebody, they should. But we said we want to play football just that bad. Numbers are not showing up. We're testing people, and we're not worried about. We're talking about something, a young person, even though, as they say, he can be infected or she can be infected. Now it's a low risk of them dying, but it's a high risk of having this in your body and spreading among your family members and causing some people who might be high risk. These guys, man, how we said, is it teaching us the right lesson or the wrong lesson that we just going to play anyway? And I understand people say we can't just sit at home. We got to have something to do. Well, one of the things that dealing with our four orders to make sure we're practicing health safety things called safety measures, and that's one of the things, stay at home. You don't have to be out there, so do you really have to be out there? That's the question you ask. Is it teaching that it don't matter? This we're going to still go play this because we have to play this. We don't have to do this. But since we chose to do it, use the safety measures. Don't go into those games without a mask. Don't go and sit down and all top of each other and take your mask off. These are the kind of things that hurt. Make sure you wash your hands like you're supposed to. Use a hand sanitizer. Make sure you stay 6 feet away. What's the purpose? If you go in the game and everybody's sitting on top of, standing on top of each other, which I've seen some scenes like that at some high school games on television. And I've seen some scenes at a college game with the same thing. I understand they said those individuals, maybe family is okay. Me, your family, we have to also be careful about when they're saying they're, family, they mean the person in the household with you. Because they're your family, they can bring it. Because I know a personal spirit, even my own family, that a member of ours brought it and knew they had contract tested and hadn't got the results and still out running. I feel great. And you just don't know where you are. So we got to practice the best measurement to be successful. And we just can't continue to take it for granted. Yes, the numbers are going down. We can say in the state of Alabama, one of the reasons the numbers are going down is that people are practicing using the mask. And I've seen some situations people not using the mask now. I've seen that too. But also, we're testing less too. When you test less, your number's not going to be as high. So we have to consider this is here. It's going to be with it. The question was asked to me, how is sports going to look in 2021? I'll see it may be a little different, meaning that it'll be a little bit more, to the point we're trying to do the trial and error right now to go through this. So does it teach you the wrong lesson? You ask yourself, college football, any kind of football, high school, middle school, just because we want to play during COVID-19 is teaching the wrong lesson. And that's something we want to be able to, for you to think about. And share the safety measures and share some things that we should do based on public health individuals. As I said, public health officials. Them individuals, you'll make sure you listen to and watch now. Make sure you check those individuals out. Because they share the right message with you. They're sharing the things with you. All right, next thing, I want to give a shout out to a young man. And again, you can be a part of it if I get a shout out to that young man. Call the number is 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line. I want to give a shout out, not just for just a couple people. When I talk about this young man, it's part of our format tonight. But we also have joined us Nicole Davidson. Nicole was one of my students when I was a coach down in an area called McKenzie, Alabama. And she had a son also playing football for McKenzie. And just carrying on the tradition of the Davidson family. Nicole, again, thank you. She's in the military somewhere in Georgia. I won't say exactly where in Georgia. And she's doing an awesome thing. She's serving our country. And I said, thank you for your service, Nicole. Thank you so much. Also, as I talk about McKenzie, I want to take time and recognize this young man. This young man was named preseason first team All-American. He's from McKenzie, played down at McKenzie High School, McKenzie Tigers, if you want to say. The name is, he's a running back. His name is Robert Chris Schubert. And he's been named to the first team preseason All-American D3 football. And that's, you know, I coached his dad. So and I know what kind of back he was. He was one of the outside back and linebacker. And also his father right now is a member of my fraternity, which is our fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you so much for all you're doing, Robert. And I'll say this is senior. All you did for us because we was fortunate enough to win a state championship in Robert's senior class. And now his son has been selected as preseason first-team All-American running back in the D3. He's a member of the Birmingham Southern College football team. He's been honored. I want to give a shout-out from McKenzie, Alabama. So, again, congratulations, Chris. Keep on grinding. Congratulations to all the Schubert family and all the other relatives that's tied in there down in McKenzie. I just want to say y'all keep on grinding. Chris, keep on grinding. Keep doing what you're doing. This is the last thing, stint at this. He'll get a chance in the spring to really, you know, show where he is and continue. Congratulations to you. Topic we want to focus on, which we have about 8 minutes to do, is the SWAC. We're going to discuss the realignment of the SWAC. Southwest Athletic Conference being realigned division-wise. But 21-22. So in essence, it won't be. This is 2021, but next year 21-22 they realigned. They had additional teams. Let me tell you what the realignment is. You have in the SWAC, Southwest Athletic Conference, East Division. You have Alabama State University. This is football. Alabama A&M University. Mississippi Valley State University, Bethune-Cookman College. Bethune-Cookman left the MEAC, which is the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, on that eastern seaboard, and now is in the SWAC. They'll be playing in the East Division of the SWAC. And Florida A&M University also will be playing in that East Division. They're coming from the MEAC as well. And Jackson State University. So those are the teams which will make 16 will make up that East Division. Now, it's been a realignment. What's happening, the team over in the West, the teams over in the West of the SWAC Division, Grambling State University, Southern University, Alcorn State University, which was in the East, now is in the West, Prairie View A&M University, Texas Southern University, and the University of Arkansas Pine Bluff. And we see a little movement, little changes, realignment. And the question we want to talk about were those traditional division teams that was always in the conference, always in a division, will they continue to compete at a high level? With the addition in the East Division, you have FAMU, and on the West, you have Alcorn State moving from the East to the West. Alcorn has won the SWAC for the last two or three years. Will they continue to be at that high level? Grambling is competitive. Southern is competitive. So you have several other teams. Again, I'm going to run down the realignment of the SWAC. For 2021-22. In the East Division, you have Alabama State University, you have Alabama A&M University, Mississippi Valley State University, Bethune-Cookman College, FAMU, which is Florida A&M University, and Jackson State University would make up that East Division. That's a tough division, I'm telling y'all, really tough. And then in the West Division of the SWAC, you have Grambling State University, Southern University, Alcorn State University moved from the East to the West. Prairie View A&M University, Texas Southern University of the United States, Texas State Department, and the University of Arkansas Pine Bluff. So that's the new realignment for next year, which is 21-22. So we look forward to having some exciting football. We're going to look to see different division titles and championships. There will be an effect on each one of those divisions with these new teams there, like FAMU and the Bethune-Cookman in the east and Alcorn moving to the west. We'll have an opportunity to have a different championship. So we look forward to have an awesome, awesome 2021 as we complete this, and then 21-22. We look to have an even better, because we will have a debt to curve, I believe, and we'll be able to have a little new normalcy, and we'll be able to determine how athletic will be in the fall. It'll be a little different, and we'll look forward to be exciting, but we'll still be there in support. So we look forward to seeing these things happen, dealing with the schedule for 2021-22. So it's been awesome. I tell y'all, it's been an awesome show. Now, just to talk a little bit about the I got about a minute and 52 seconds. I don't want to lose my individual by giving them a shout-out on Instagram. The COVID-19 cases in high school, one of the biggest concerns is how we continue to practice the 6 feet, wearing the mask. Spectators, make sure you're in the stadium. When you go in, we'll come in with the mask, wear the mask. Continue to do that, because that's the only way we can be safe and move forward. And this is coming from Dr. Scott Harris with the Alabama Department of Public Health and how we should operate in these games. Now, a shout-out to those individuals. Again, Tracy Royale. This is Chloe Chelsea, underscore Chelsea. Puni Renee, she's on both of them. Artavius William, my brother, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Nicole Davidson, thank you so much for joining us. We have Alcarius Patterson, Lissette St. James, again, Reginald Ruth, Latea's on also on Facebook as well, and Constant Camacho. Those individuals joining us. We have had an awesome time. We're down about 2 minutes on one of my devices that we're going to run out. Thank you for joining us on Instagram, but we also continue. We're going to finalize on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio. Our show coming on Monday night, Talking Real to You. We're going to be talking some issues dealing with how society, dealing with domestic violence, and some things that may have been created, people that experience. We have a guest on here, Ms. Tina Robinson out of Berkeley, California. She's going to be joining us on the show on Monday night, scheduled for 7:30. I lost it on that network, but that's all work because it only has so much time. She's going to be joining us, and she has a ministry that focuses on helping individuals. She fought her way out of domestic violence. She fought her way out of several other things, raised her children, and now she's out sharing the word and talking about, you know, just taking ownership of what happened in your life. And she's going to share that at 7 o'clock. PM Central Standard Time on Talking Real to You. I'm the host of that show, and we'll be going a good hour and a half on that night to 9 o'clock. That's on the Central time zone. Then on the Eastern time zone, it's from 8:30 Eastern Standard Time to actually 9:30. So we're going to have an awesome time. Appreciate you for taking time to join us. We're at the end of the show. Again, check us out Monday night. That's Talking Real to You. It's been awesome. Have a great weekend. You get some sports checking out. If you're checking out what's on TV, you have the Clippers taking on the Denver Nuggets. And it's something you can check out in the bubble down in Orlando. We just want to say our hashtag, as I said, One Life Matters. Not trying to challenge anything else. Just want you to know we believe one life matters. So get your shirt. Email me. That's LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Tell me what size you want, and I'll make sure I get you a shirt. And you can. Only thing the cost of you is $4.95, which is the cost for shipping and handling. So you can check it out. And again, that email is to let me know your size and where you want it to be shipped to, and the $4.95 can be sent to Cash App, which is Lorenza Smith, and then with PayPal is Dr. Lorenza. You can check us out. And I have it posted on Facebook. You can be a part of it. So we look forward to having an awesome time coming up here next week. So you know, our experts weren't able to join in, but we still had a great time tonight. So get your shirt, One Life Matters, our hashtag. Just go to my Gmail account, LorenzaDSmith15. And the cost is $4.95, and we're using Cash App as well as PayPal. We also have the hashtag of responsible. Be responsible during COVID-19, during the pandemic or the plague, if that's what you want to call it. Also, hashtag keep on grinding. We want you to keep on grinding. Work it out. Don't give up. We got a lot ahead of us, a lot of things we can do. Then our next hashtag is communicate for understanding. And you have to make sure you be able to listen. You have to be able to be able to allow other people to talk, and you also share your thoughts as well. And then last but not least, as we close all our shows, we always talk about how we want you to hug and love on your people. As I mentioned earlier, we lost one of our frat brothers this morning. Truly, truly a good friend. He was and always be my brother keeper. And that's for the treasure for Epsilon Theta Sigma chapter, Hingville, Alabama. That's Brother Ray Perry. And he transitioned this morning, and more information come out. I posted it on Facebook, and we just truly, truly will miss him. And God is good. He's awesome. And like I said, tell your family member you love them. Hug on them, because we're in challenging times. It's a test of time, and you have to be stern and trust in the Lord. And as we close this out, we want to make sure we can play some music that accommodating to what we're trying to do. And as I stroll down, I may pull up some stuff some things that you may be like, wow, Doc, you just brought some things out on you. But I always try to put some things out there so we can listen to. We don't own the rights to the music. We just want you to hear it and just kind of let it just settle in your soul and settle in your heart, settle within your spirit. We just want you to be able to tell your family members, tell your friends you love them. As I stroll down and continue to talk, I always have something that I always share with everybody as I close out. And I'm going to see, can I get to what I need right quick? I'm strolling. Just give me a second, and I'm going to do what I normally do, because I can't let this show close without me doing that. Let me continue to I'm almost to where I need to be. You know, when we deal with things in life, we have to keep in mind, God has a plan. As I talked about the transition of my frat brother, any other that listen to the show that members of Phi Beta Sigma this morning, it's all in his plan. But it's one thing you have to have in your plan from every day. You have to do it in the morning and do it in the evening. Do it before you go to bed. You have to tell your family members, tell your friends, tell your frat brother, tell whoever your sovereigns, other divine man, whoever it may be, that you love them and ain't a thing they can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night and a rest of the weekend, and we'll be back with you on Monday.
God.
All right.
He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. And sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.